Worship leaders taste what they are serving. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 57 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today, we're talking about the fact that if we are those who lead worship, we must be tasting what we're talking about, tasting what we're serving up for other people. As we sing our songs, then it must be that we have experienced or are experiencing what we're offering and telling other people about. This came to mind from a review I did of a book I read a while ago, but I dipped back into it recently, called Worship Evangelism. There it is if you're watching the YouTube video. It's by Sally Morgenthaler, not quite sure how you pronounce that, but Sally. And she wrote this book I read, and it's very interesting. It's all about the evangelistic impact of worship, corporate worship, and various methods and techniques and opinions about that. Fascinating book. You might like to get it and read it. So I read that a while ago, was reviewing a part of it this morning, and this is the bit that struck me on page 53 of this edition, and I'll read you a quote here from Henry Nouwen, I think it is, maybe Nouwen, not quite sure, but anyway, Henri. What he said was this, and let me know what you think about this. So it's a longer quote, but hang in there with me. He said this: "It is not enough for the priests and ministers of the future," and he's talking there about those who speak, but I think this applies to those who sing and play their instruments, those who lead in worship. "It's not enough for the priests and ministers, the worship leaders of the future, to be moral people, well-trained, eager to help their fellow humans, and able to respond creatively to the burning issues of their time." I mean, that would be quite something, but he says, that's not enough. "All of that is very valuable and important, but it is not the heart of Christian leadership. The central question is, are the leaders of the future truly men and women of God?" Let me read that again. "The central question is, are the leaders of the future truly men and women of God? People with an ardent desire to dwell in God's presence, to listen to God's voice, to look at God's beauty, to touch God's incarnate word, and to taste fully God's infinite goodness." Taste fully God's infinite goodness. And what this speaks to is the fact that we must prepare ourselves in and connect with God personally if we're going to help others and lead others into that experience and that connection of our personal God. God is personal. He wants to connect not only with you, but everybody that's going to be there as you lead them in corporate worship. We must prepare ourselves. We're not talking here about being perfect. It's not that I'm sinless, as he says here. It's not just enough to be moral. It's not just that I'm creative, although I like to think I am, and that's good in a worship leader. It's not just that I am well-trained and I try to be and be as skilled as I can be. That's not enough. I need to be a man of God. You need to be a man or woman of God, someone who enjoys God's presence. How's that going, my fellow worship leaders? Somebody who's not just a leader of worship, but a worshiper, a leading worshiper. Worship coming before the leading, because what we are is what we're offering. What we know is what we're offering. Not a theory, not a doctrine, not a statement, but something that is captured in our hearts. That's what we're offering people as we sing and speak and whatever we do. As Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. There's something real about it, is at least part of what he's talking about there. So my question to you is this: what helps you to be genuine? What helps you to be authentic? What helps you to know that what you're offering and what you're singing about is something that's genuinely something that you not only believe in theory, but you believe in because it's real for you? What helps you to get that? Again, not about perfection, but just about being real. I'd love to know what you think. So please leave a comment wherever you're here or see this recording, and leave that comment publicly, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of anybody that might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on to them. Hit the like button and the subscribe button, and leave us a review in iTunes if you could. And until the next time, I do hope, as we end each time by thinking about that quote from Psalm 100 verse 2, that your experience of gathering with all your friends is this: that you will worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.